Jude 25, and we are in our final lesson. I think this is the tenth session through the book of Jude. But as we arrive at our final section in the series of Jude, I want to briefly review what we've looked at so we might better understand where Jude has brought us up to this point and why he's brought us here. We saw from the first verse that Jude is introducing himself and he's assuring the believers of their preservation and their calling and their sanctification in Christ, which is something they needed as they were about to face the onslaught of the false teachers who were going to enter into the church. And he addresses them saying, mercy and peace and love be multiplied. And then in the following verses, he mentioned that he wanted to write a letter to them of the common salvation that we share, something very wonderful. And he said, yet the Spirit compelled me to instead address the need for the believers in the church to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. And then he begins in verse 4 to explain why this was so necessary, why God led him to change his initial course of action. There are certain men, verse 4, crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Jude's going to continue on this theme where he says it's already been foretold that they would come and that they were going to enter into the church just as they were a part of the nation of Israel in the Old Testament, false teachers, false prophets. And he said it's nothing new in the church age. And they turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. They deny the only Lord God and Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, I will put you therefore in remembrance, though you once knew this. And then he goes and gives history lesson and reminding the believers that just as things similarly happened in the Old Testament, they're happening today. He used these examples of the historical heritage of these false teachers. And he talked about them and Cain and Balaam and Korah. And he describes some of their characteristics and who they are. And they're filthy dreamers and they defile the flesh and they despise dominion. They speak evil of dignities. And he talks about these things. And he calls them murmurers and complainers who walk after their own lusts. And their mouth speaks great swelling words, having men's person and admiration because of advantage. And we've been looking at this for 9 weeks. And then the last couple of weeks, we come to Jude, which is God's battle plan on how to deal with this in verse 17. But, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before and abide, keep yourselves in the love of God. And we talked about this. We need to be reminded of the fact of what God's word says concerning the fact that false teachers are going to enter into the church, but then how to deal with them. We keep ourselves, we deal with them, first of all, not by looking out and pointing fingers and calling out individuals. We deal with them by, first of all, making sure we're where we need to be, spiritually speaking, abiding in the love of Christ. And we looked at what that entails, building and praying and looking. And then we come to verse 22, and Jude writes, and this is our text for today, verses 22 to 25, and of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God,